Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott. This afternoon we have music from Ornette Coleman, Hungarian guitarist Elek Basic, a fine collaboration between Ruby Braff and George Barnes, also a great recording from Al Casey and Jay McShann, Ray Bryant, Art Farmer, a tribute to Miles Davis. We're starting off this afternoon with George Barnes, and we're going to listen to something called When Sunny Gets Blue. And that's from an album that George did entitled Blues Going Up. And then a little later on in the show, we're going to be featuring some music from Jerry Wiggins, as well as a vocalist not too well known in jazz. His name is Nappy Brown. That and a whole lot more on this edition of In Transition. I always liked the way George handled notes and played within them and skirted around them. Just a wonderful player. Benny Barth on drums, Duncan James on guitar, and Dean Reilly on bass. And that was something called When Sunny Gets Blue, and that was taken from a Concord release entitled Blues Going Up. I'm going to listen now to vibist Bobby Hutcherson, and this is a recording that he made dedicated to his parents, and it's simply entitled For You, Mom and Dad.
Thank you.
When it comes to giants of the jazz guitar, Barney Kessel was certainly up there. He's been ill for the past few years, but on that last track that we just heard, something that he called A Pad on the Edge of Town actually was a takeoff of Carmen by George Bizet, and that's from his album Kessel Plays Carmen. Before that, Bobby Hutcherson in a very heart-wrenching tribute to his mom and dad entitled For You, Mom and Dad, and that's taken from his album on the Contemporary Jazz label entitled Solo Quartet. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 hours of jazz here on CHUO-FM 89.1 on your FM dial, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa. Duke Jordan is up next in a fine trio setting, which features Ed Thigpen on drums and Mats Vinding on bass. And this was recorded in 1973. It's something that he calls Subway Inn. Thank you. Duke Jordan was featured on that last number and also wrote that last piece entitled Subway Inn, and that was taken from his album Two Loves. This past Friday marked the 10th anniversary of the death of one of the greatest musicians of the 20th century, Miles Davis. And, you know, it's really hard to believe that 10 years has gone by, and what a musical void that he left, but what a legacy as well. And we're going to listen to something that he recorded in 1961, at the famed Blackhawk in San Francisco, Jimmy Cobbs on drums, Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Paul Chambers on bass, and Wynton Kelly on piano. And this is an original from Miles. It's called Neo. Thank you.
Every Sunday at 12 noon, you're invited to the Jazz Band Ball on CHUO 89.1. Join Gordon Bennett for an hour of classic traditional jazz with all the greatest jazz innovators and performers. Louis Armstrong, Jelly Roll Morton, Sidney Bechet, and hundreds more bring jazz from New Orleans, Chicago, Europe, Australia. Blues with ragtime, Dixieland, spirituals are all on the menu at the Jazz Band Ball. Produced and hosted by Gordon Bennett, live every Sunday at 12 noon on CHUO FM 89.1.
New York City jazz revolutionaries Medeski, Martin, and Wood, pioneers in fusion and experimental hip-hop in Ottawa for one night only. Tuesday, October 2nd at NEC Southam Hall. Call NEC Box Office at 947-7000 or Ticketmaster at 755-1111.
1955, that was Art Farmer and something called Social Call. Before that, from 1961, live in San Francisco at the famed Black Hawk, and that was Miles Davis with Neo. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 hours of jazz here on CHUO FM, 89.1 on your FM dial. We're going to venture down to Montreux, Switzerland, the Montreux Jazz Festival on Lake Geneva. 1977 was the year, and we're going to listen to an outstanding performance from pianist Ray Bryant. I'm not going to say much here because Ray does much of the talking.
I'd like to do next just some blues in the key of G. I'll call it, for want of a title, Blues Number 6.
Thank you.
What a fine way to end the month of September. Beautiful weather outside, and I think the temperature's hovering around 22 degrees Celsius. And I hope you're all having a great afternoon out there. I'm Randy McElligott, and we just heard some music from Larry Carlton, session guitarist extraordinaire, and that was recorded at Larry Carlton's place in room 335. And before that, we heard Ray Bryant from July 13th, 1977 at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland, something called Blues Number 6. Right now, we're going to venture over to England and a recording that was made at the Essex Studios in London between Al Casey, guitarist, and Jay McShann, vocalist and pianist. Kenny Baldock was on bass and Robin Jones on drums. And we're going to hear something called Hello, Little Girl.
Beggar too. Now ain't you sorry, little girl, that my new little girl, and you.
Nappy Brown from the mid-50s with Bye Bye Baby. And before that, Al Casey and Jay McShann from their album Best of Friends and Hello, Little Girl. Well, I think it's that time of the show where we're going to listen to some music from the one and only Cannonball Adderley. And this is Vintage Cannonball, taken from, I believe, the late 1950s, featuring such stars as Blue Mitchell, Sam Jones, Philly Joe Jones, Milt Jackson, Wynton Kelly, Bill Evans was on these sessions as well, Art Blakey on drums, plus a whole lot more of the great session musicians and jazz musicians of the period. And we're going to hear something called People Will Say We're in Love, and then after that we're going to go to a standard that's been played by many, many people, Frankie and Johnny, played for us by pianist Jerry Wiggins. Jackie Mills on drums, Joe Comfort on bass, and Jerry Wiggins on piano with the old standard Frankie and Johnny. Before that, Cannonball Adderley with People Will Say We're in Love. You're listening to CHUO FM 89.1 on your FM dial. I'm Randy McElligott, and the show is called In Transition. We have about half an hour left, and we're going to make the most of it by starting off with sax player Ornette Coleman, one of the great innovators, I believe, in jazz. From his Atlantic recordings, we're going to listen to something called Enfin. And this is for me, vintage Ornette Coleman. It's an incredible feat to not only compose, but to play with such wonderful musicians as he had on this session. Ed Blackwell on drums, Don Cherry on pocket trumpet, and Jimmy Garrison on bass. And again, we're going to hear something called Enfin. This is from his album Ornette on tenor. And then we're going to go to Hungary and listen to a rather obscure jazz guitarist by the name of Elek Basek, who passed away in 1991, sort of a gypsy-style guitarist, but a wonderful, wonderful musician. And we're going to hear him do Opus de Funk. That's coming up right after Ornette Coleman. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was music from Ruby Braff and George Barnes with Gershwin's Love Walked In. We're going to continue with some music from Michael Howell, another rather obscure individual who released an album in 1973 entitled Looking Glass for the Milestone label. And we're going to hear something called 5 Weeks. We just heard something from tenor sax great Michael Brecker. He calls it Scriabin. I'm Randy McElligott. I'll be back next week with some more jazz. And don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, Oswin Lowe with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. Have a great week, and bye for now.